Today's daf is Soita daf Chaf Beis, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Hu Hoya Oimer Chasid Soita V'chu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Hillel Tzvi Baruch Ben Henya and Rivka Rachel Bas Devora Leah. So we're in the midst of another digression here in Masechta Soita. This one is rather pronounced and dramatic. The Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, discussed the Soita that is at the point that she's actually drinking the Meimar. Now, in the event that she's guilty as charged, then the Olois HaKsuvois B'Torah are supposed to go into effect. The Mishnah says, "Eino maspekas lishtois immediately." Achepaneh mayrikois veineh boltois vehi mesmalas gidim. Stating that the Mishnah said, "Yesh schus toila." There's a concept that even a guilty soita will not necessarily immediately suffer the full effect of what's supposed to happen to the soita as a result of a schus that she may have. The Mishnah says there are schusim that are toila for a year, sometimes 2 years, and sometimes 3 years. Then the digression began. Ben Azai said, from the fact that there's an idea that even the guilty soita could emerge innocent, it would therefore be important for a man to teach his daughter Torah. Why? She'im tishta, so that in the event that one day she's going to have to drink from the mei soita, teida, she'll understand the halachas properly, and she'll know that just because she's guilty, it doesn't necessarily mean that she is going to be punished, and the reason is shaschus toila. So it's an interesting reason to be mechanech a child. Usually, mechanech a child, so one day the child's going to be a gadol adar. But kinera, a parent has to take all things into consideration, and this man who is raising a soita should even cheshbin how to be mechanech the soita, and at the very least, be mechanech her in a way that she's not going to lose her emunah b'Hashem because of the fact that she knows she's guilty and she's drinking, and at the same time there's a parasha of soita. Either way, so we mentioned what Ben Azai said, and that is chayev adam l'lamed espitei Torah, albeit for a rather surprising reason. So the Mishnah digress, and the Mishnah said Rabbi Eliezer was chaylug with Ben Azai, and he said kol l'lamed bitei Torah ki'ilu na. Not ki'ilu, but ki'ilu melamda tiflus. Rabbi Yeshua then commented on what Rabbi Eliezer said, as he often does, and said, "Oh, Rabbi Eliezer, you just made a comment related to Isha and related to tiflus. I'll say something else. Roitza Isha bekav v'tiflus imoy, like the Gemara edited, mites kabin uprishas." We mentioned then what Rabbi Yeshua said. I'll tell you something else that Rabbi Yeshua said, but not something he once said, but something that afflicts Zogin. Hu hoya oimer. He used to say, Chosid shaita, v'rosha arum, v'isha prusha, u'makos prushin, hare elu mevali oilam. And today's daf is going to discuss the hu hoya oimer of Rabbi Yeshua, like yesterday's daf and like the daf before. There's some real classic Gemaras, all of which have nothing to do with Masechta Soita, but some very welcome and some very light digression tucked away here in the third perek of Masechta Soita. Zog de Gemara, hu haya oimer, chasid shoita v'chu. So chasid shoita is the first of Rabbi Shua's list of people that are mevalei ha'olam, which means that this is not just a bad thing, but mevalei ha'olam, they literally destroy the world. So says the Gemara, heichid ami chasid shoita, what is the definition of a chasid shoita? So this is something I think we're all familiar with. Going to Katov, it's ben hara, there's a woman that's drowning at sea, and there's a man that can save her. However, he doesn't save her. For Omar, he says, lav oirach ara le'istakula bava atzula. If I'm going to jump into the sea to save this woman, I'm going to have to see her in a not sneestig way, and I know that's not okay. So because of his chsidus, he decides that he doesn't want to save this woman. In his mind, he's making a from a cheshbin, but at the same time, he's a shaita. He's a shaita because that's not the halacha. And as a result, he is the chasid shaita that Rabbi Yeshua was referring to. The next on Rabbi Yeshua's list was the Rasha Aram. So the definition of the words Rasha Aram is that this is an evil person. He's a Rasha, he's Aram, he's clever. So he's using his cleverness together with his Rishus to become this Bria Chadasha known as the Rasha Aram. So says the Gemara, Heichi Dami Rasha Aram. So we had one example of a Chasid Shaita. We have a whole regime of examples. Different Amayram had their own Knech that they wanted to impart in terms of understanding a little bit better what it means, the Rasha Aram. First is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Zehamatim dvarav ledayim koydim sheyavoy baldin chaver." So this is a person who is involved in a din Torah, and there's a dayin, and then there's another baldin, and he goes over to the dayin before the other baldin comes, and he starts telling him all his reasons why he thinks that he's the innocent party, why he's going to win this court case. Now he's a rasha because this is something you're not allowed to do, but he's also clever because at the end of the day, it's smart for him to get his thought out there to make a good first impression, because it's going to increase the chances of him being Yotze Zakeh B'din. Rabbi Vo said, "Zahanoisin diner la'ani." It's referring to someone that gives a diner to an ani. La'hashum loy masayim zos, to make up the masayim zos. What does this mean? It's based on a Mishnah. Mesechtes peya mishesh l'masayim zos. Somebody that has masayim zos, meaning that's what his net worth is. Lo yita, leket, shikha, upeya, umaiserani. So he's not entitled to all the different matnasaniya. Hoyul masayim chaser dinar. If this person was not worth masayim zos, but he was worth masayim chaser dinar, 199, so to speak. Afilu elef, noisim lekachas. If somebody would write him a check of 1,000 zos, hareza yito, dalach is, he's allowed to take it. Meaning, a person that has a value of masayim zuz, he's not entitled to all the matnasanim. Not leket, not shikha, not peya, and not maiserani. If he's worth less than masayim zuz, then he's allowed to take. But not only enough to get to that threshold of masayim zuz, you can give him even 1,000 zuz, he qualifies. A person like this is allowed to take. Now, what's this Rasha Arim? What's Rabbi Vo referring to? So, maisa shahaya, where there's a person that has a field, and there's an Araman that's coming towards him, and he wants to take his leket, shikha, and peya. Now he happens to know that this Araman is worth 192 zuz. So he decides, I have an idea. Pulls out his checkbook, he writes him an $18 check. The guy is so excited. He did a very nice thing, right? He just gave an Araman some money. But the truth is that because of this check that he gave him, now he went over the Masayim Zuz threshold, and as a result, he's not going to be able to take like a chikha and peya. So the person that gave the check is a Rasha. It's not a tzaddik for writing a check. He's a Rasha because he was just Meinea from this person being able to take more. What do you mean? He could take more? I thought he can anyways only get up to the Masayim Zuz. No, that's why we brought the whole halacha that says that if the person takes 1,000 zuz, that's also going to be okay. He's also Aram. It's clever because he saved himself some money. So Rabbi Vo said, this is a knech. This is an example of somebody that's a rush on Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said the name Rabbi Yochanan, a different shot. He said, Zeha Masi Eitza Limkar Ben Achas Mu'atan. It's talking about someone that gives an Eitza to boys to sell Nechasim Mu'atan. So what's the context of this halacha? A man dies, he leaves over children. He leaves over boys, he leaves over girls. So what's the halacha? Habonim yirshu, the bonim yarshin, the bonis yizoinu. They have an obligation to support their sisters. That's true if there's enough money to go around for the boys to yarshin and for the girls to be supported. What if there were nechas mu'atim? There was only a little bit of money. So then the halacha is the girls end up taking all the money. Stating that, as the Gemara is about to say, the halacha is that if the boys would go sell the nechas mu'atim, Masha machru machru, the mechira is going to be a mechira, and the money that they get in exchange, they don't have to give to support their daughters. So let's say a man dies, and there's a little bit of money. If the boys would not sell the nechasim, it would go to the girls. If they would sell it, then they would get everything. So someone that's masi eitzah, he gives an eitzah to the boys, limkar b'nechasim mu'atim, to go sell the nechasim mu'atim, that's an example of a rush art. Amr Rav Asim Rav Yoichanan, Yisayim Shekad b'machru, Yisayim that go ahead and they would sell the nechasim mu'atim, machem machru, machru, the mechira is going to be a mechira, and part of the punchline is they won't have to take the proceeds and share it with their sisters. As a result, the one that gives the eitzah, he's the rush art. Incidentally, the Mefarshim HaMedayik, it sounds like it's the Masi Eitzah. It's the person giving the Eitzah that's the Rosh Arm. It's not the boys. It's the ones that are giving the Eitzah, a little bit Tzorech Bir. Abaya Amar, Abaya said, Zeha Masi Eitzah Limkar B'Nechasim Ki Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Similar to what Rabbi Yochanan said, but this is talking about someone that gives an Eitzah to sell Nechasim in accordance with the Shita of Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. What's this all about? The Tanya. Nechasai Lechav Acherecha L'Poin. If somebody goes over to this friend and he says, I'm giving you my Nechasim, however, I want you to know that if and when you die, the nechasim should not go over to your Yarshim, but rather they should go L'Poin. So someone goes over to Schav, he says, I'm giving it to you. You can be mishtamish with this field, this tree, whatever it is. But once you're not alive anymore, I want it to go to someone else. Now this person that received the gift, he went and he sold it. The ochal. So the halach is hasheni moitzim yad alakuchas divi Rebbe. Rebbe says that when this person dies, so the sheni, this person that was supposed to receive it after the first person died, he could even be moitzim from the lakuchas. Shem Gamliel says ain't li sheni ela mashashay rishon. Once this first person sells it, he gets to keep the proceeds, and that does not go over to the acharecha. If it's ben, then the second person is going to get it. But if it's not ben, then the second person is not going to get it. Who holds this? Reb Shimon Gamliel. The machloek is Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, father and son. But it's Reb Shimon Gamliel's chiddush. It's something that Rebbe didn't agree with. But the bottom line is, says Abaya, that in the world of Reb Shimon Gamliel, if somebody would be Masi Eitza, Limkar, Benechasim, again, the Masi Eitza is a Rasha Aram. He's a Rasha because Lamaisa, what the intention of this person was that you really shouldn't sell it, and he's on him. He's using his cleverness to go ahead and execute this transaction. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chama Amar Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chama said the name Rav Sheshes. You want to know an example of a Rasha Arum? Zeha Machria Acherim Be'er Chaysav. This is a person that's Machria others to do like him. So what does this mean? So if you look at the last Rashi on the Amid, a Machria Acherim Be'er Chaysav. A person says Re'u Va'asu Kamoini Uluchu Bedrachai. He tells the Chevra, he says, you want to know how a Yid is supposed to fear? He says, look at me, Ru'u, look, Vasu and follow, do exactly what I do. Why is this person such a bad person? Because it's understood when a person talks this way that this person's kavana is laharas atzmi kechasib eni abrias. He just wants to look good. Person that talks this way is not toichay kebare. Ela shlo yedaktiku acharav livdoik betoyavoisa. It's clear that this person's hanhog of chasidus is just a front. It's a cover. It's fakert. He's going out of his way to look super pious. So like this, nobody is going to look to into him and chap who this person really is. This guy seems to be on the spectrum of chassid shaita a little bit also. But the bottom line is, he doesn't chap that. And in his mind, he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to be noyig like a chassid. I'm going to tell people, re'u v'asu kamayni, and it's going to make me look very chashid. To a degree, people are going to fall for it. He's a Rasha for sure. He's Aram because he's making himself look good, even though he's not. And said Rav Shneishas, that's the example of the Rasha. Rav Zureka, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Zureka said, Amar Rav Huna, Zahameka la'atzma yumachma la'acherim. This is old school. This is a person that when it comes to paskining for himself, he's a mekel. And when it comes to paskining for others, this person is he's a machmer. He's a Rasha because he's mekel la'atzma. And he's Aram because by virtue of the fact that he's machmer la'acherim, everybody thinks, oh, he must be very chashiv. He's noyig and all the grace of chumras. Ula amar ula sned. This is a person shekara v'shana v'loy shimesh talmidei chachamim. A person that was kara v'shana. He's a grace lamdin. He knows how to learn. But he wasn't mishamesh talmidei chachamim. This person is a rashar. So before we understand this, what does it mean v'loy shimesh talmidei chachamim? So it sounds like it means that this is a person who learned in good yeshivas. He's a big Sinai for Oikaharim. The problem is, he just didn't really spend time with Talmid HaChacham. He stand in a vinkel somewhere, and he did his own thing. That's not what it means. It means that too, but that's not the punchline, the way we're supposed to understand it. The way we're supposed to understand it is that once upon a time, Teresh Bapel wasn't written. And once upon a time, you didn't have all the Sfarim, you didn't have everything that you have today. So a person that's Karav Hashana, he sits with a Tanakh, he sits with his Mishnayos, but he was Leshimish Tamid HaChamim, he never had access to Sfarim. He never saw Rashi in his life, he never saw Tosfos in his life, he never heard of Reb Kivegis Kashna, he never heard of Joshua's Chassam Sofer. A person like this, he's a Karav Hashana of Leshimish Tamid HaChamim. He never learned Gemara, so to speak. That's the Nakuda. Today, where we have Gemara, in theory, a person that learns Gemara is a Meshamesh Talmid HaChacham. Someone that learns Svarim is a Meshamesh Talmid HaChacham. Now, today, there's different levels and different madrigues of what it would mean, Lo Shimesh Talmid HaChacham. But the Nekuda is not so much that he didn't have Shimush. He didn't sit together with the Rav, and when people came in and asked Shailas, he didn't watch the... It's not that, too. If someone's going to want to paskin Shailas, he would have to do that. But on the simplest level, a person that was Lo Shimesh Talmid HaChacham means he never really learned Gemara. He never had access to basic Mefarshim. But the bottom line is, someone that's Karav Hashanah of Lo Shimesh Talmid HaChacham, he's a Rosh Arim. Now, why is he a Rosh Arim? He's a Rosh Arim because if he wasn't Meshamesh Talmid HaChacham, if he never learned Gemara, all he learned is Mishnayos. So this guy obviously can't be observing Torah mitzvahs properly. He's also Arum, and the reason he's Arum is because he can talk a good game. Like, he can look the part. because he was fart the car of Hashana. So people are going to think he's a great Salamdin, he's going to get Shain Aliyah. Right? A person like this can get a lot of kovid. Mizrach Abulamaisa, because he wasn't in Mishamish Lamidah Chachamim, this person's really not doing what he's supposed to do. And as a result, he's an example of a Rasha. So it's interesting that in the Sug, in the category of Rasha Arim, everybody was being Moisef a Knech, and Noch a Knech and a Rasha Arim, Noch a Knech and a Rasha Arim. You think a Rasha Arim is just like a really bad guy who's also a Grois of Al-Kishrin, right? That's what it sounds like at first glance, like a real evil, deceptive person. But there's a lot of nuance in the Indian of Rasha Arim, Tein L'Chachem V'Yechgamayt. Either way, so we just mentioned a Kar of Hashanah V'Loi Shimish Tamid HaChamim, learning Agadat HaGemara, which means we're digressing. We've already digressed from our digression since Tzveitamal, and now we're just going to continue on that thing. So on the topic of a Kar of Hashanah V'Loi Shimish Tamid HaChamim, he learned Mikra, he learned Mishnah. For all practical purposes, he never learned Gemara. He doesn't really understand what it is he learned. Itmar Kar of Hashanah V'Loi Shimish Tamid HaChamim, Rabbi Loza says, Hareza Am Aretz. A person like that is an Am Aretz. That's what it means in Am Aretz. So we just said, if you learn Mishnah, you learn Gemara, you would be in Am Aretz. But that's not the Nakuda. Rashi says, that's why we have to be Mishamish Ar Tamid HaChamim, that Hareza Am Aretz means Shechoshed Ala Maestris Vala Tairis. We know an Am Aretz has a special place in Allah. He's Choshed Ala Maestris, he's Choshed Ala Tairis. So this person that wasn't Mishamish Tamid HaChamim, he's an Am Aretz in that he's even a Choshed. We said he's a Rasha. He's the Rasha Arim. So he is Choshed as it relates to all the things that Am Aretz is chashed on. Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, Hareza Bor. He's worse than an Am Aretz. He's actually a Bor. The Mishnah says, Lo Am Aretz chassid, and a Bor can't be a Yerei Chet. And all the Mefarshim, the Rambam, and the Pirush HaMishnayis, Rabbi Yoyin and his Pirush HaNovis, they all say that a Bor is less than an Am Aretz. A Bor is Leidik. He's Vahabor Reik. Right? He's Mamish completely Leidik. So he's not just an Am Aretz. He's worse than an Am Aretz. Not just chashed on Maestris and on Tairis. Those are very, very specific areas in Halacha. This person, you have to treat him like a Leidik guy. Rabbi Yana Yoyin, Rabbi Adne says he's even worse. Harei Zakuti. This person's a Kuti. Now, Lav Dafka, he stams, you know, 10 dirhams from the Kuthians. But what it means when we say Hareza Kuti is he's chashed like a Kuti. Rashi says, the Kutim, Asalechel Pitam, Vienam. So in the world of chashed, he's not only chashed on Maestris and Tyrus, but Yena Yayanesach, and his past is considered Pasakum. Rav Acher by Yaakov Oimer, he said the worst, Hareza Magush. This person is mamash like a sorcerer. We treat this person like a machashev. Kilu, he's already a shtickle, Evid Avay Dazar. Amram Nachman by Yitzchok, Mestabrak Rav Acher by Yaakov. It's Mestabra like Rav Acher by Yaakov. Because people say, if you ever hear someone describe a mogush, they'll say like this, Rotten Magusha V'lo Yada. So these sorcerers, they used to recite incantations. So they have all those things that they babble. V'lo Yada Mayamar, it's all shtosim. They don't even know what they're talking about. You'll hear the same thing, or really, someone that's Kar V'shana, V'lo Yishimish Tamid Chachamim, that's what he is. He's Tanik Tana, like we said earlier. He's saying, it sounds like good, V'lo Yada Mayamar, because he was never Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, he's saying over a Mishnah, but he knows, have any idea of what this Mishnah means. As a result, Taka makes sense to compare this Kar of Hashanah V'Loi Shimish Tamid HaChamim to a Magush, Tanu Rabban. So we just mentioned that one man Amar holds that a Kar of Hashanah V'Loi Shimish Tamid HaChamim Hareza Am Aretz, right, just to follow the paper trail. So now we'll talk a little bit about what an Am Aretz is. So, Ezeu Am Aretz. What? The definition of an Am Ha'aretz. And again, Rashi, very important Rashi. Ezeu Am Aretz Shenechshad Al HaTayroiz V'Al HaMaisroiz U'Muchsik Mago'oi Tomer. So, who's an Am Aretz that's Choshen on Tayroiz? It's Choshen on Maisroiz. And if he touches something, we assume that that thing was just touched by a person that's Tomer. So, what's the definition of that Am Aretz? Says the Braisa. Kol she'ena koyra kriyashma shachris va'arvis bebirchai. Said the Rameh. Rameh says a person doesn't read kriyashma shachris va'arvis, it's not with the brachas, he's a person that's going to be considered an Am Aretz. Now, if you look at Rashi, I think this is an important Rashi. Kol she'ena koyra kriyashma, the havadei in yedei klo. If he doesn't learn kriyashma shachris va'arvis, what does that mean? It means probably not that he's such a Rasha that he doesn't want to say Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvus. He probably can't say Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvus. And that's why he's an Am Aretz. Right? The Am Aretz is always associated with what he knows or doesn't know. Now, the truth is, the Am Aretz is also associated with what he does and doesn't do. That's why he's Chashan HaMaisris. But Rashi seems to be Knechik, even though we just said we're describing the Am Aretz, that's Chashud, but where that Am Aretziskeit stems from is the way we understand it, Beloshin Amami, which is
He's an Amoritz. He's Takin Amoritz. So he doesn't know Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, or he doesn't know that you have to recite it or how to recite it, and as a result, he's not doing it. But the bottom line is, look at Rashi. Avul Yodei Alikrois. But if he knows how, Vikoira, and he reads Lo Yamoritz, so he's not going to be an Amoritz. You have to be Medayik L'Shoni as of Rashi a little bit better. But the bottom line is, someone that's not Koira Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, and it sounds like from Rashi because he doesn't know how, he's the person that's going to be an Amoritz. Someone that doesn't put on tefillin. Or maybe, Lefi Anal, someone that doesn't even know the basic halachas. Remember, she doesn't know about tefillin, right? That's a sprach you very often hear. So this person doesn't even know how to put on film. And Azayim Kol She'in Lo Tzitzis Be Big Day. Reb Yonis and Ben Yosef Amar Kol She'yesh Lo Bonim. Someone that has sons. The Inim Agadim Lo Moitayr. Achirim Oimrim. Achirim had the strongest and the strictest definition of an Amoritz. Afilu Korev V'Shoina V'Lo Shimish Tamid Chachamim Zehu Amoritz. Korev V'Lo Shana. Let's say the person was Korev. He learned Mikri, didn't learn Mishnah. Then he's worse than an Amoritz. Harei Zebur Lo Korev V'Lo Shana. Let's say he didn't learn Mikri, didn't learn Mishnah either. All of Akasav Oimer. This person has a special pasuk that was made for him. It's in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph. The pasuk says, "Hine yomim boim neum Hashem, v'zarati espes Yisrael v'espes Yehuda zera adam v'zera behema." And in Beis Yehuda, this is not one of the good Hine yomim boim neum Hashem. But Eretz Yisrael is going to be filled with Beis zera adam and zera behema. This person falls into the zera behema category. If he was loy kara, and if this person was also loy shana, so let's just come up for breath for a minute. So, we started off talking about the Chassid Shaita. From there we went to the Rasha Arum. From there we went into a discussion of the Korev Hashan of Eloshimish Talmid HaChachamim. And then finally we landed on the Amma Aretz. Ezeu Amma Aretz. We had a price, a whole bunch of different shitas. Rameyu says, Amma Aretz is someone that's not Koyer Kriyash Mashachas Va'arvis. The Chachamim said, so this seemed to be the majority popular opinion, he's in a Menich Tefillin. Ben Azai said, he doesn't have tzitzis bebigdoi. Rabbi Yonis ben Yosef said, he has children, but he's not megadon lumay Torah. Chirim said, he's a kar of the shana, v'loy shimesh talmid hachamim. Notice, the Brisa mentions Rameyer, and the Brisa also mentions Acherim. We know Rameyer was Acherim. Of course, what comes to mind is another Tosfos that we learned tzizamim mit chaverim over Yontif, and that is Soita daf yud beis amar aleph. We're there too. The Gemara brought a brisa that discussed Moshe Rabbeinu who was born, and the pasuk said he was toiv. And the shaila was, what does it mean he was toiv? And a whole bunch of different shitas. It's not malabayas kuleyar. He was noilad mal. And there too in that brisa there was shitas rameir and there was shitas acher. And Tosva says umakshim. The Velt asks Akasha that how could you have a shitas rameir and a shitas acherim in a brisa? Isn't rameir acherim? It's a mefurish Gemara. Gemara in the end of Hayrius where the Gemara says because of they changed the name of Rameir to Acherim. So how could you have one Braisa that mentions Rameir and it mentions Acherim? So Tosfos brings from a kuntris that was found in Tsarfas, it was found in France, that said that whenever Rameir is referred to Acherim in Shas, it's because Rameir is saying over Torah that he heard from his Rebbe Acher. Thus, it's a little bit of a play on words. That when Rameir is saying over Torah from Acher, that's when he's referred to as Acherim. So it's not a stira. The Rameir is either Rameir's own opinion, or maybe Torah that Rameir is saying over from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Saita Davchav. Maybe that's why he's being referred to as Rameir. Acherim, it's true, Rameir is the one that's disseminating the halacha, but it's specifically Torah that he heard in the name of his Rebbe Elisha Baravua. Thus, there's not a stira. Tosfos says he doesn't love that pshat, but the bottom line is, whatever that Tosfos said there in Saita Dav Yudbeis, L'chari, you cut and paste, and you apply a 10 daf later to Saita Dav Chof Beis. But Tosfos over here asks a different kasha. Tosfos says, Temelari, that I have a problem, because this braisa of Ezeu Amoritz comes up in a few different places in Shas. And he says, if you look in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, and you look in Brachas Daf Memzayin Amad Beis, there too the Gemara discusses Ezeu Amoritz, and Rameir is mentioned in that braisa, and Rameir has a different opinion. Over there Rameir says, Ezeu Amoritz, Kol She'inu Oichol Chulim B'Tayra. Any person that doesn't eat Chulim B'Tayra, that's the person that's going to be considered an Amoritz. It's a free Tosfos. There's a steer in Rameir. And Tosfos says, a very Gishmaki Teretz, in light of something that we spoke out twice. So Tosfos, that you have to say that it's not a Kasha. Upirish, the Harbe Inyone Amoritz. Because the MS is the definition of Amoritz
means different things in different sugyas. Because a lot of halachas where it's negei and amaretz. V'yesh she'en mekabu menu edus. There's an amaretz that's possible edus. Could have been a parak eilu oivrin. In psochim daf mem tesam edes. She should varm never ba amaretz. E mekabu en edus. U beperek chayme bekoidish. Chagig daf chopes. Kemam mekabu en sadus me amaretz kreb yoisi. And then Tosfos says v'yesh koshlin yin edus. There's an amaretz that's koshlin yin edus. Aber his nechshad ala tayris. Bala maestris. Oilin yin zimur. It doesn't count as part of a mezuzah. So Tos says a bunch of different sugyas in Shas that talk about an Am Haaretz, and really different sugyas have their own definition of an Am Haaretz. So the fact that you have two Rameyers, in one place Rameyers says Eizehu Am Haaretz Kol She'en Kirkish Mashachas Farves Bebirchei Seh, another place Rameyers said Kol She'en Oichel Chulam B'Tahayro, says you have to know what the sugya is. One sugya could be discussing Yezah Ma'aretz as it relates to one ear in Halacha, and the other sugya could be discussing Yezah Ma'aretz as it relates to another ear in Halacha, which just brings out the Rashi a lot stronger. When Rashi is giving his definition of Yezah Ma'aretz, he's not just giving you a mashal, a dugma of where Tchapanaf give me Yezah Ma'aretz. This is a sugya of who is Choshen and Maestris, who's Choshen and Tyrus, who's someone that Magoy is going to be Tommy, as it relates to the Sugyas in different places, as it relates to Am Haaretz, it could be this price has no Shaychis, Furush HaToysis. But Akoponim Toysis, you can't ask a stira, Bein Rameyer, the Rameyer, because at the end of the day, it could be the two Sugyas are discussing two different things. If you look up that Gemara that Toysis just quoted, Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin Amadeis, so Toysis just quoting one excerpt of that price. The Gemara says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Am Haaretz. What's the definition of an Am Haaretz? Kol she'ein ukeira kriyishma shachris v'yarvus, which in our brayso was shitas Rameyer, but in that brayso it's divi Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says, Kol she'ein meniach tefillin. Any person that doesn't wear tefillin. In our brayso it's the sheet of the Chachamim. Ben Azay l'shitasa is consistent in both brayso, even though Tosef says they're talking about two different sugyas. Kol she'ein loy tzitzis bebigdai. Rab Nosson oimer, Kol she'ein loy mezuzas al pischai. Rab Nosson bar Yosef amar, Kol she'yesh loy bonev ve'en magadon l'talmud Torah. In our brayso, it was Rab Yonasan ben Yosef. Rab Nosson bar Yosef, Rab Yonasan ben Yosef. So, not to go out of our lane, but it sounds like probably there's a security issue. It's either Rab Nosson in both places, or it's Rab Yonasan in both places. Achirim, the same Achirim say, Afilu Karev Hashanah, V'loy Shimeish Talmud Chacham, Hareza Am Haaretz. But in this brayso, it's Rab Eliezer that said what Rameir said in our Gemara, and that is, Ezeu Am Haaretz, Kol She'en Ekeira Kriyash Ma'ashachus Va'arvus. The Radal, in his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, says a Dover Nifra. He said, had it Rabbi Eliezer know that the definition of an Am Haaretz, Mamish, you want to know that? Bare minimum that a person has to know is Kriyash Ma'ashachus Va'arvus. But a person that's not Kriyash Kriyash Ma'ashachus Va'arvus, which means, like Rashi spoke out, he doesn't know how to say Krishma Shachas V'Yarvis. That's the person that's an Am Haaretz. Because if at the very least he could say Krishma, so you're not going to be considered an Am Haaretz. Says the Radal, Rabbi Eliezer knew this from personal experience. It was based on a question that he himself was once asked by his Greiser Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that is right in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. We all know the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, he was 28 years old. And he was working for his father in the field, but he was very, very unhappy. He couldn't find inner peace. His father tried this, tried that, until finally, oh, Anavi was megal himself to him, and he says, why are you not happy? And he said, it's because I want to learn Torah. He says, do you know how to learn? I said, I don't know how to learn. He says, why don't you go to the great yeshiva in Yerushalayim, go to yeshiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going to teach you Torah. And fast forward a little bit, young Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes, he goes up to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omad b'holach etz Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yoshev lo, he sat down next to him. Shalom aleichem v'yoboich. He was just crying. Omad loy, he said, "Mibnet mat, who are you? Why are you crying?" Omad loy, mibnet she'ani mevakish lo my Torah, because I want to learn Torah. Omad loy, ben miyata. Okay, but who are you? V'lo higid loy. Omad loy. So it was the first question that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Rabbi Eliezer. Miyamecha loy lamadet to kriyishma. Since you know how to say Kriyishma, then he said, "V'loy tvi'lo, v'loy brichas amazim, v'loy la'av." Amalei amoid v'alametcha shloshtam. Let me teach you these three things. And he taught him for his Kriyishma, and then he taught him tvi'lo, and then he told him brichas amazim. Says the Radal, "Yesh loyma zeu shomer Rabbi Eliezer roish perik zayin de brachas daf mem zayin amad beis ezeu am aretz kol she'in akeira Kriyishma shachus ve'arvis de kiblo mirabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai." You know how he knew that? He was mekabel from his rebbe. She'posach loy tvi'lo be'elu, because this was the first question that he asked him. The first question that he
asked him was, do you not learn Kriya Shema? So Vaisleis, that's the minimum. And he said, someone that doesn't not learn Kriya Shema is an Am Haaretz, because that's the bare minimum that a person has to know, and that is he has to know how to learn Kriya Shema. Of course, the Hergish that we've spoken out on that base, yesterday we mentioned Brachas Dabeis, we might as well mention it again, and we've spoken this out, Baruch Hashem, so many times over the last few years, and that is, how does the first Mishnah and Shas begin? How does Hilchis Kriya Shema begin? Me'emas Aikoyrin, Atzleif Ashmura Rishoyne Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer started off as the Amaretz Lishitosoi, that he didn't know how to learn Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. But when Klal Yisrael begins learning the Halachas of Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, by the way, how do they start? They start with Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Zoicha from being the Amaretz that doesn't know Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. Boy V'Alametcha. And boy, did he learn Hilchis Kriya Shema to the point that he taught us, Mamish, the first halacha that a person learns when you start learning is halachas of Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. Just one more ha'ara on this Gemara. So this Braisa continues. So we just mentioned the Braisa Zeu Am Haaretz, similar to the Braisa that we have in our Gemara, Zeu Am Haaretz. And then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna said, halacha kacher, halacha is a kacher, that someone that is Kar V'Shon of Alei Shimish Talmud Chacham, Hareza Amaretz. Zok Dimar Amaisa. Rami Bar Chama Le Azman Oled Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama did not allow Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa to partake in a Zimun. So if they were going to do a Zimun, he didn't allow him to partake. Incidentally, the reason the sugya of Ezo Amaretz is here in Brachas Men Zayinim Adeis, is because it's Perek Shloisha Sha'achlu, which discusses the halachas of Zimun. So he didn't allow him to be Mezamen. Amaretz can't be Mezamen. He had a din of an Amaretz. So why did Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa not qualify? He was an Am Haaretz. The Tani Safra, he knew Safra. Visnefri, he knew Sefri. The Hilchasa, and he knew Hilchasa. However, he wasn't Mishamish Tamil Chacham. And he held, did Rami Bar Chama, that the Halach is like Acher, that Afilu Kar Vashon of Aleshimish Tamil Chacham, Reza Am Haaretz, and he paskined it regarding the Sugis of Zimun, that an Am Haaretz can't be Mitzarev to a Zimun. So, Oktigmar, Kinoch Nafshid Rami Bar Chama, when Rami Bar Chama was lifted to Amar Rava, Rava said, Loi Noch Nafshid the Rami Bar Chama, Elo, the Loi Azmin, Arab Menashe Bar Tachlifa. That the reason Rami Bar Chama was lifted is because of the fact that he didn't allow Rami Menashe Bar Tachlifa to partake in the Zimun. There was a shtickle tfi on him, maybe a kpeda on him, and it's for that reason that he was lifted. Freight the Gemara. Why was there a taina? For Tanya Chirim Oimrim, Afilu Kar V'Shanav Aleshemish Tamid Chachamim, Harei Zam Oretz. And if Rami Bar Chama held that style, so what was he doing wrong? So Ketigmar Shani Rami Nash Bar Tachli V'De Mishmulu the Rabbanon. He was Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, V'Rami Bar Chama Hu Deloy Daka Basrei. But Rami Bar Chama didn't do his proper due diligence, and he didn't chap that the emes says he wasn't Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. So he made a toys and cheshman, and for that reason he was punished. Lishlach Rino, the Shama Shmaitza Mipu Mayo de Rabbanon, V'Goros Lu Ketub Rabbanon Domi. Even though he wasn't physically Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, but he used to hear Tamid Chachamim learning, so he was a Ke'ilu Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. But the bottom line is, that's what happened to him the way it happened. So just one interesting thing, B'derech Agav. The Goyin says that Rab Menashe Bar Tachlifa was considered Am Haaretz in the eyes of Rami Bar Chama. Why? Because he was Tani Safra V'Sifri V'Hilchasa. He had learned Safra, Sifri V'Hilchasa, but he wasn't Mishamish Tamid Chacham. So the Goyin, in his Sefer Imrei Noyam, so the Vilna Goyin wrote a Sefer called Imrei Noyam Amasachtas Brachos. This is the most Vilna Goyins that we have in Shas is Amasachtas Brachos. But Al Kaponim, in this Sefer Imrei Noyam that was written by the Vilna Goyin, he says as follows, I'm quoting, Pirish, Sifra Sifri V'Hilchasa, Dekach Hoya Seder Limudam. Because this is the way they used to learn. Me'ikara Sefra. The first limud that they used to learn back in the day was sifra, the hainu teres kayanim. They used to learn teres kayanim first. The achakach sifri, then they would learn sifri, the hainu bamidbar. The achakach hilchasa, the hainu mishnayis. The achakach toisefta, the achakach gemara. So it says the Vilna Gaon, you want to know how they used to learn? This was the seder alimud. They would learn teres kayanim, then they would learn sifri, then they would learn mishnayis. Then they would learn Teisefta, because the Teiseftas are all the prices that are quoted in the Gemaras. I mean, almost. The Achakach Gemara, and then they would sit down, Lama Lerner and Ablak Gemara. That was the Seder Adam. Now, obviously, they learned Tanakh before they started this. So they learned Terevim Uksuf, and that they learned when they were children already. And then it was Teres Kayanim, it was Sifri, it was Hil, it was Mishnayis, it was Teisefta, it was Gemara. How do you know that says the Goyim? Dosh state in their Gemara. Look at the Seder Advarim. The Tana Sifra, V'Sifri V'Hilchasa. This is B'Shem the girl. And what came to mind is the Medrash Tanchuma and Parashat Tzav. We're in the middle of all the parashas of Teres Kayanim. Teres Kayanim is Sefer Vayikra. The Medrash says as follows: V'dasha kachu, Amar Rav Asya, lo mehem maschilin atinoikish beis rabbi milmoi b'seif vayikra.
Why is it that when a child learns chumash, so what's the first thing you learn? You learn teres kayanim. You learn seif vayikra, right? Vayikra. That's how you start.
The reason is mipnei shakol hakarbonos ksuvim boy.
It's because all the karbonos are mentioned in seif vayikra.
Umipnei shehem tohirim adachshav.
And being that these children are tohirim, the einam yoidim ma'utam chet va'avoin,
and they were never toim atam chet. L'fichach amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
So therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said sheyu maschilin tchila b'seder hakarbonos,
that they should start learning seider hakarbonos. Yavoyu tohirim v'yisasku b'maiset tohirim.
That is an Indian of yavoyu tohirim v'yisasku b'maiset.
So everybody knows that when a child goes to cheder for the first time, so you start with Vayikra, you learn a few psukim, and then you go to Bereishis or the Parashat Hashavua, depending if you go to Chassidus Yeshiva, Litvus Yeshiva, whatever. Market the Islay or Market the Islay. But the bottom line is, everybody starts in the same place. It's a Chazal. Everybody starts with Vayikra because it's an Indian of Yavoyu Tahirim, V'yisasku B'Tahirim. That we should be noyig in the Inyan of Tahirim. Vayistos, when they used to get older, there was such an Inyan of Yavoyu Tahirim as well. So they would learn, you're right, Vayikra, that's how they started. But then eventually they would finish everything, until Divrei Ayom and Beis and Mamish to Malachi, and they would go all the way until the end of the Nevi'im Achroinim. And now it came time to learn the Torah Shabbal Peh. So how would they start? They would start with Sifra. Kach hoye seder limudon. Teres kayanim. They mamish started with kachim, right? This is tzirik tzavik. They would start with kachim, and then they learn yuvamis and kedushin and gittin and bava mitzir. But the bottom line is, this is how it all started. It started in this Indian, which was a beautiful marum makum, a beautiful yediyah from the Vilna Goyim, b'lishoynoi hazah, tucked away right here, based on this sugya that we just learned, the sugya of Ezeu Amar. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Yura es Hashem b'ni v'melech in shoynim al tesarev. So this is Shlomo HaMelech talking to his son. It's Mishlei Perach of David, his son Rechavam, who's the next king. And he says, Yiras Hashem b'niv HaMelech, my son, the king, fear Hashem, and im shoynim al tesarev. And don't get involved with people that are shoynim. So what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Elush shoynim halachas. It's referring to people that are shoynim halachas, meaning they know halachas, they know mishnayas, but they were never mishamish Talmidei Chacham. So again, this is all in the digression of Karav Vishnana V'Leishimesh Talmidei Chacham. Zok de Gemara Pshito. Isn't that obvious that that's what Shoinim means? It sounds like Rabbi Yitzchak walked into Beis Medrash one day and he said, you know, the Pasuk says, I'm Shoinim Al Tesarev. You see, when they were kids, they already knew these Pesukim. And now did they know the Pesukim? It's Pashit, that this was the Taichin, the Pasuk. So the question was, is that why do you even have to say it? So come on, I would have thought Shoinim Bechet. Maybe, and Shoinim Al Tesarev means not people that are Shoinim Mishnayas, but they were Mishamish Tamid HaChachamim. But it means people that were Shoinim Bechet. They do Averis, and then they Chazad Averis, right? You Chazad. Kid Ravuna. Dom Ravuna. Ravuna is a Kivin Shavar on the Averis. Vashanaba. If a person does an Averis, and then he does it again, Hutchuloi, the Averis already becomes Hutra. Mashmalon, that's what Yitzchak wanted to say, that that's not what it means. Shoinim means people that are Shoinim Mishnayis. Tana, this note. Hatanoim Mevali Ha'olam. People that are Tana, people that learn Mishnayis, they mamish, they destroy the world. Zok to Gemara, Mevali Ha'olam, Salka Daitach, how could that mean? Ravina, Ravina said, Shemoyin Halacha Mitoich Mishnayis. No, it means people that they paskin Halachas Mitoich Mishnayis. Tanya Nami Hochem, Rabbi Shovichim, Mevali Ha'olam, Heim, Valim Miyashve Ha'olam, Heim. Why they Mevali Ha'olam? To the contrary, people that learn Mishnayis, they're the ones that make the world. Shenema Halichais Oilam Loi. It's people that learn Halachas. It's their world because they're the ones that make the world. What it means is people that pasken halachas mitoich mishnayis. These are people that are mevali oilam. The Marsha says, you know, the Marsha kiyudua throughout Shas and his Chiddush Yagada sprinkled around. He has these musar shmuzim that he gives. So this is one of them. He says ubedayrus halalu nowadays oisin shemayin halachas mitoich shulchan aruch. People that pasken shaylas from shulchan aruch. They don't really know the halachas, and lo yedaktiku metchila b'davar mitoicha Talmud. Shnehu shimush talmidei chachamim. We said earlier, Gemara shimush talmidei chachamim. The Torah snafa by Rosan harim b'chama valley oilam. The yesh ligar behem. People that paskin shaylas from Shulchan Aruch. So in the times of the Marsha, there was a davar chadash tachas Hashemesh. It was called the Shulchan Aruch. Yosef and the Ramah, this was like a whole new chiddush. And the Marsha said, I see people that paskening from the Shulchan Aruch. So you would think Shulchan Aruch is already noch the Gemara, noch the Mishnayis. But he said, Harehem of Ali Oilam. You can't just pasken a Shiloh based on the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have a pirish from the Marsha and Shulchan Aruch, but you see the Marsha's hergish that it needed a pirish because not everybody could understand the Shulchan Aruch, and as a result, you have to have the Shimish Tamid Chachamim on the Shulchan Aruch, just like you have the Shimish Tamid Chachamim on the Mishnayis. And the Marsha wrote in Zayin Tzaitin that somebody that wouldn't do this, Harezim Avali Yoyla. There's a Pischei Tshuva in Yerudeya Simen Reish Mem Beis that the Pesachei Tshuva says that although the Marsha said this, he quotes the Marsha on Chedusha Agadas, but that was only in his days, where there was no Mefarshim yet, so there was no Gemara on the Shulchan Aruch. But he says today, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you're going to have the Gemara on the side, the proverbial Gemara. You're going to have the Magen Avram and the Taz, and you're going to have the Shach, and you're going to have the all the Noisin Kalim, the Chalkis Machaikik, and the Beis Shmuel, etc., etc. So he says, today, if somebody would pass him from a Shulchan Aruch, he already wouldn't be Meval Loilam. There's a truth for a Moshe, we have a read bite on this. But there's a truth for a Moshe, where a Moshe says, today, if a person opens up a Shulchan Aruch, Mitashach, Anataz, Anamogan Avram, and he paskins, he's Eichem Meval Loilam. You have to have Shimush, you have to sit by your own. So, Bekitsa, this is an Indian, a Binu Shnois Dar Vidar. I mean, today, you need a Mishnah Brura, maybe you need already on the Mishnah Brura, but the bottom line is some of the paskins are Shiloh, he wasn't Yerud, the Soif Daita, Shelo Indian. Harasim of Valley Oil, Zokta Gemara Vaita, Isha Perusha. So again, Rabbi Shua had a list. Who are your Omer? Chasid Shaita, the Rasha Aram, which took us down a digression of someone that was Karav Shanash for Yishimish Lamid Chachamim. The Isha Perusha, a woman that's a Perusha, she's pious, or really overly pious. Harasim of Valley Oil, Zokta Gemara Braisa, that elaborates on this Indian. Psula Tsalyonis, a Besula, that's a Tsalyonis. What's the definition? Zagrashi Balas Tvila. Doesn't mean she's about tefillah, she goes up to the omid. But it means she's about as tefillah, she damages a little bit too much. The almada shayvavis, and she's an almana that is a shayvavis, idreitzach abissel, rashi, hoy leches, umivakeresh chen oisea tomid. She frequents her neighbors very, very often. The kotman shaloi kololoi chadosha, we'll see what that means in a minute. Hare elu mevali oilam, these are all people that are mamish mevali oilam. So why would they be mevali oilam? So if you look at Rashi, you have to see Rashi inside. Hare elu mevali oilam. So referring to the psulat salyonis and the almanos shayvavis, she ainu nela noyafoyz and machshefes. The way we touch up these women are the noyafoyz and the machshefes. Chayches umaroy saatzman kitzit konios. They're just going out of their way. They're being super friendly, or they're mamish in their ben adam lemakim. They're davening so much. Shloyiv de guachareim, because if the optics look so good, why would anyone do any bedikas? They're for sure good. But it seems like they're overcompensating for something, and as a result, they're all chshudim. Chshudim for what? Mamish for the worst of the worst. Noyafoist and machshefes. Frey Tamar, is that true? If you see a ptsulat salyonis, that means she's a chashud. And if you see an almana shayvavis, that means she's a chashud. I'll tell you a story with a ptsulat salyonis, a story with an almana shayvavis, where you find that they were mamish k'toshim v'tahir. How do you know that? Ainiv. I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, Bamadnu yiras chet mepsula. I learned, or we learned, yiras chet. What it means to have Yir Shamayim from a Besula and Kibul Schar Me'almano, and also what it means to get proper Schar from an Almano. Yir Schar Me'Besula, Yir Schar Me'Besula, Rabbi Yochanan, Shamalahi Besula, the Nafla Apa. Rabbi Yochanan once heard a Besula who was davening. The Kamran, she said, Rabbeinu Shaloyim, Barasa Gan Eden, Ubarasa Gehenim. Barasna Tzadikim, Ubarasa Rishon. You created Gan Eden, you created Gehenim, you created Tzadik, you created Rishon. Yiratim Ufanacha Shlo Yikashul Bibnei Adam. She said a tefillah that nobody should be nichshel in her. There should be no man that sees her, and it should cause that man to have erurim pnedu averes. And Rabbi Yochanan was so impressed. Rabbi Yochanan was very, very taken aback by what he heard. He thought it was a very chashiva tefillah, to the point that he said, Lomadnu yiraschet from besula. We learned yiraschet from this besula. Who was the almana that he learned kibul schar from? Kibul schar me almana. And apparently this almana was an almana shayvavis, because otherwise, why would we be bringing this? Dahi almana, there was an almana shayvavis. Davoy beknishto b'shivavuse. There was a beis hakneses in her shchuna where she lived. But every day she would come to daven. Right? Doesn't sound like only Shabbos and Yontif. She used to come to daven every day. And she used to come to the beis medrash of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan said, Biti, loy beis hakneses b'shivavusech. Don't you have a beis hakneses in your neighborhood? Amar lo, she said, Rabbi, actually, don't I get schar psias for doing what I'm doing? But what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yochanan was very impressed, side by this psula tzalyonis. She clearly had this very dramatic tefillah, and the almada shayvavis. So you see that they're good. So why are we automatically assuming harezim avali oilam? Why are we stereotyping? Right? Why are we all of a sudden putting them into a box and saying, oh, if she's a psula tzalyonis, she's mamash a noyef and she's a machshefa mechatesi? You should say this. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say ki kama. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Mevali Olam? It's talking about someone very, very specific. Someone that's like Yoichanon Basra TV. So what does that mean? Again, we have to see Rashi inside. It's the first wide line, the end of the line. Kigon Yoichani Basra TV. Almana Machshefa Hoysa. This woman was an Almana, a Machshefa. Kshemagia Isleidas Isha. If there was a woman in the area that was giving birth, Hoysa Yitzeres Rachma B'Machshefas, she would use her Keshif to suddenly not allow this woman to give birth. And the woman was in a lot of pain. obviously, she would say, I'm going to go daven. Ulay tishma tfilasi. Maybe the Eibush is going to hear my tefillah. Vahilecha, she would go. V'soyseres kshofeh. And she would hide her kishuf, meaning nobody knew what she was really doing. V'avlad yoytse. And the vlad would come out. Pamachas, one time, hoyolo, s'chiryayim bebeisna. There was a worker in her house. V'hochel abeisna isha yoyledes. And she went to do her thing. V'shama ha-sachir. And this sachir heard koylak shofim, miskashkishim bekli. Heard what was going on. And everybody knew that really this woman is a balas kshofim. So someone like this, someone like Yechoni, Basritivi, like this woman, this Isha Amana Machshefa, that's what we're referring to when we say Arezim of Ali Oilam. But Enochinami, Staman Amana Shevavis, or Psulat Salyonis, it's not necessarily Muchach that this is going to be the case. So just to stop here again. With one ha'ara, and that is, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, this is in Parshas Chayesara, he says a dover nifla. The Gemara says in Mesechta Zvachim daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. So Zvachim Samach Beis Amid Beis. This is Perakotchi Chadashim, and this is Mamish in the middle of the Shmaltz of the real, real Kachim Sogis. But in the middle, there's a very, very brief, interesting Dvar Agada that comes in Ayin Chum, if you want to follow that paper trail. But either way, the Gemara says like this, B'nei Achsei de Rab Tarfin. Rab Tarfin's sister's sons, these are Rab Tarfin's nephews, Haviyas V'kameh de Rab Tarfin. They were sitting together with Rab Tarfin. Pasach V'omar. And Rab Tarfin said the following. He said, the Pasuk says, V'yosef Avram, V'yikach Isha, U'shmo Keturah. Avram went, he took another wife, her name was Keturah. That's what the Pasuk says. It's not what Rav Tarfin said. He said, Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha, Ushmo Yechoni. Amri La, they looked at Rav Tarfin, they said, what do you mean? Keturah Ksiv. They were Keturah. Kari Aleyem, so he told them, B'nei Keturah. You're behaving like B'nei Keturah. What does it mean you're behaving like B'nei Keturah? Meaning, I understand you're an anacle of Avram Avinu, but you're behaving like you come from the Andravab, that you don't come from Sarah, but rather you come from Keturah. So this Gemara is a Medrash Pliya. Again, Rav Tarfin is sitting with his nephews, and Rav Tarfin quotes the pasuk that says, "Vayosef Avram vayikach isha ushma." He doesn't say Keturah. He says, "Ushma yoychani." They challenge him, and they say, "What do you mean, ushma yoychani?" It says Keturah. Kari Aleyem, he told them that you're the Bnei Keturah. So Rav David Yoel Weiss brings from a Sefer Bircha Shmuel. This is not the Bircha Shmuel from Rav Baruch Bech, but this is a Bircha Shmuel. It's a Sefer Al HaTorah. It was written by the Baal Birchas HaZevach. It was written by a Kadmai. So he said, Pshat, in this Gemara as follows. He said that Rav Tarfin, you have to know why he was saying this, but I'll upon him, this is what the Gemara was saying. Rav Tarfin said the Pasuk, Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha. He said, Ushma Yoychani. He referred to as Yoychani. So they said, Yoychani, her name was Keturah. But what did Reb Tarfin really mean? What Reb Tarfin meant to say was that Keturah was a Yoychani. She was a woman that was Oisik in Kishuv. Why would Yoychani be the name of a woman that was Oisik in Kishuv? Since said the Baal, Birchas HaZevach, and his Sefer HaTorah, Birchas Shmuel, he says, Ayin Tzoyta Daf Chapezim and Aleph, where the Gemara says that what's the example of these women that are raised in Mavali Yoylam, Kigon Yoychani Basritivi, Zok Rashi Almona Machshefa Hoysa. And he's referring to her as a woman that was involved in Kishuv and using the name Yoychani based on this Gemara right here. But they challenged him. They said, Ushma Keturah Mechitesa. Who says that Keturah was ever involved in Inyanim of Kishuv? That's your Chiddush. Shmo Yechani, you're suggesting that Keturah was involved in these Inyanim? Mechateisa. So you know what he told them? He told them back, Kari Aleim B'nei Keturah. He said, look at the B'nei Keturah. Because everybody knows, it's a Rashi in Chumash, that the Pasuk says that when Avram Avinu sent away the Mishpacha, it says he gave them Matanis. And what were the Matanis? It says, Masalehem Shem Tumah. And he brings, does the Baal Birchas HaZevach, he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that it was the Inyanim of Kishuv, and that in fact, that the whole Bilam and his Kishuv that he had, it came B'mesoira from the Matanis that Avram Avinu gave. But the bottom line is he gave them Kishuv. So he said, Kari Aleim, look at the children. Why would Avram Avinu Avinu have given them the kishuv. It's mistabe because the mamah's name was Keturah. And he said that Keturah is Miloshin Keturah. So Rashi says, because mamish, her maisim were noyim. But yesh darshan lignai. It's because she was oisik in kishuv. And kishuv always involved the Keturah. And that was this nusud, the chidud. And this mam, this inyan that Reb Tarfon was telling them, but al kaponim, shmo yoichoni, which at first glance is a medrash pliya, he sent pshat in this, based on this gemara that we just learned right here. Either way, it's up to gemara, bissel vayta. So we have the Braisna that said the Betzulat Sal Yonis and the Almona Shaivavis and the Koton Shiloi Kolu Loi Chadoshav. So my Koton Shiloi Kolu Loi Chadoshav, Hocher Targim and Bavad, I used to say as follows, that Talmud Chocham ha Mevayit Bira Boisav. It's referring to a Talmud Chocham that's Mevayit Bira Boisav. He doesn't listen to his Rabbeim. So why is it called a Koton Shiloi Kolu Loi Chadoshav? Rashi says, because as a result of what he's doing, Yom of Miskatzrim, he's going to end up being a Loi Kol Loi Chadosh. It's a very dangerous business to be Mevayit Berabosav, and it's for that reason he's referred to in this Gemara as a Katan Shloi Kol Loi Chadosh. Rav Abba says that Talmud Shloi Gia Loi Ra Umayr. It's referring to a Talmud that was Loi Higia Loi Ra, Loi Kol Loi Chadosh. He's not mature enough, he's not old enough, and he's already passing in Shilas. Who said that's such a bad thing? Damar Rav Avom Rav Hu Damar Rav. My Dik Sevas Pran the Pasuk that says Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila. It's referring to a Talmud Chacham that was loy higia lohira, and the Loshen Hapila Rashi says is Miloshen Nefil Shloi Kol Loi Chadasha. So someone that paskins, but he's a Nefil. He's like Kol Loi Chadasha. So he's going to have Chalolim. There's going to be casualties because he's going to give wrong psukim. Vatsumim Kol Harugeh. What's that? It's a Talmud Chacham Shegia lohira. It's just the opposite. The Inay Mayer. That's the Talmud Chacham that is Igi Elay Ra, and he's not Mayer. Where do you see that? So Vatsum and Rashi says, is Lashon Oitzim Einam. Shek Soigrim Piyam, the Einam Mayerim. That's Kol HaRugel is from that Tzumim. So sometimes this Chalolim, because Hipila, because you're a Nefil, because you're Loi Kol HaKadosh when you are Paskini, and sometimes this HaRugel, because of your being Atzumim, from the fact that you're not Paskini. And these are these two Inyonim. There's Talmud Shlo Yigi Elay Ra Umayra, and then this fakir, this is the Talmud Chacham Shiyigil Leirah the Inemer V'Adkam. Okay, so what does it mean that you're Koloi Chadashav? When do you know you're not a Nefil anymore in this Inyan? Adar Bon Shnei, when you turn 40. So when a person turns 40, Ben Arbon Babina, at this point you're already allowed to stop basking in Shailas. Faith the Gemara, is that true? For her Rabba, some have the Girsa Rava Oiri, Rabba, some say Rava, Paskin, Shailas. Okay, what's the Shaila? Maybe he did it after he was 40, but we know he only lived until he was 40. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Rabba v'Abaye b'debeis elikos. Incidentally, the reason it's either Rabba or Rava, because this is one of the big Girsa Shailas of all time, whether he should be good as Rabba and Rava in that Gemara. We have so many rabbis on this, but the bottom line is that you see that they were Paskin and Shailas, Rabba Paskin and Rava Paskin, right? So how were they able to Paskin and Shailas? If you could first start when you're 40 and they lived until they were 40, so where did all these Psakim come from? And for the Gemara, B'shavin. What does Shavin mean? So if you look in Rashi again, the third line, Rashi has two Pshavin. The first Pshat Rashi says is, M'shavah l'gadol ha'ir b'chachma mutal ha'iris. If this young child is Shavah in Chachma to the Gadol, then he's allowed to Paskin and Shailas. Oy, she'in zakim imen abir. Or if there's nobody older, he's the oldest person in the city. So he's supposed to do. And a chanam is ingaman, but he's the only person that can pass in Shailas. In those cases, it would be okay. Zakim arvaitu. Mako is Prushin. So the Mako is of Prushin, the Mishnah said, also, hare il mevaluyam. So we had the Chasid Shaita, we had the Rosh Ha'ar, a whole bunch of examples of this. The Isha Prusha, this is the overly pious woman. She's compensating for something. Umakois Prushin. Talking about Tanur Rabbanan. Shiva Prushin Hain. The seven types of Prushin. Now, the truth is, there are more than seven types of Prushin, but these are Prushin that we're not so happy with these chefer. Shiva Prushin Hain. Prushay Shechmi. There's the Parash Shechmi, Parash Nikvi, Parash Kizai, Parash Meduchia, Parash Machle Vasi Vesena, Parash Meahava, Parash Meir. What do these seasons mean? Parash Shechmi, Zah Isa Maisa Shechem. This is talking about a person that does Maisa Shechem. What was unique about Maisa Shechem? So Rashi says, wide line. Shemolu Shaloy L'Shem Shammai. They did Bris Mila, but it was Shaloy L'Shem Shammai, right? They did Bris Mila for Nyanei Arayas. So this person too, Avzem Maisav Lahana Asar. He's acting like a parish, but Sheyechabdu Bnei Adam. V'loy L'Shem Shammai. So he's the first on our list of Parush Shichmi. Parush Nikvi, Zahamankif Esraglov. So this is a person that he walks in an overly pious way. He doesn't even lift his feet as he's walking, but he ends up clapping his toes. Right, so this person, he's a Parish Nikvi. Again, we don't like the way he's walking. He's overcompensating for something. Parish Kizoi, Amr Abnachim Ayitzchah, Zahamakis Dam Luxolim. So this is a person, Rashi says, Oysa Atzmika, Oysa Main of Shleistaka Benoshim. He makes it look like he mamnish, he's so nizer and shmir, say nayan. When we toich kach, he bumps into walls. Makir Roishai Bekoisel, Vadam Yoitze, and blood is coming out of him. Right, so we know the stories with Rava, we spoke about them recently in the raid, where he had mamish dam was coming out of him, but that was doing it mamish b'kdusha v'tahira. This person, he looks like Rava ke'ilu, mamish, he doesn't chap where he's going. In the meantime, his head is not in such a good place. Parish meduchya, Amar Rabbi bar Shelo, demashpa ki meduchya. So meduchya is a pestle. And it's in a funny shape, and he ends up, his whole body ends up being in that funny shape because of this precious that he was knowing. Parish machoy vasi ve'esen. So what does this mean? This is a parish where he says, Mark, just tell me what I need to do and I'm going to do it. Faith to Gemara, this doesn't sound so bad. Hamal Yasehi, how did he make this very, very special list? Look, it doesn't sound like he's doing anything wrong. Elo da'amaf. No, what he's saying is, machoy vasi su ve'esena. This is a person that says, Rashi, ma laso yisoid v'lo yosisi. Is there anything else I still need to do? If there's anyone that knows a chumrah or something that I have every chumrah already checked off on my list, so if somebody can come up with episode shtickl somewhere, let me know about it because I want to take this on. Right? This guy is walking around. Mamash like Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol ha'toyr kula ad shlo nitna. That's how he's behaving, and that's this inyan. Parish me ahava, parish meir. Then there's a person who's a parish, but it's me ahava, and it's meir. What does ahava mean? Me ahava schar. Right? Parish me ahava sounds like it's the biggest madrega imaginable. So Rashi says it's me ahava haschar. Loi me ahava sabayri. When meir he doesn't meir so anchor. Amalei abaya v'rava l'tan. Sabaya and rava. This is an abaya v'rava the umri travar. So they heard the tana who was saying over this halacha. Not a tana, by the way, like a tana tana. There were tanoim that were tanoim, as in Rabbi Akiva, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda. Then there were tanam that would recite braises. So the person that said over this Tanu Rabbanon, this braise, so they told him, like, Tisni Parish may have a rush, take that out. Dom Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav, Oilam Yasuk, Adam Tayyar, Mitzvah, Afilu, Shaloy, Lishma, Shamitay, Shaloy, Lishma, Balishma. So if there weren't enough classic things to talk about in today's da, we just throw this in as a Bederech Agav with long toisvises. But Al Kaponim, this is another place in Shas where we have this memo. So he said, a Parish may have a Parish may I understand, it's not Lishma, it's not in the Hechs, the Madrega. But at the same time, since I would take that out because that shouldn't be on this unique top 7 list of all time bad Prusham. It's not on that list. I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak. Nachum Yitzchak said like this. He said, the Metamra, Metamra, u the Megalia, Megalia. The Metamra, Hanestoros, Anestoros. Right? Things that we don't know, we don't know. U the Megalia, Megalia. Things that we do know. Meaning, in this world, we don't know everything. However, Beidina Rabba, but in Shamayim, the Spar Mahana the Chafu Gundi. They're going to punish people that look like they're pious in this world. They have all these coverings that they wear, Abul Maisna, they're not the real thing. Sanachanami, there are people that could be charlatans in this world. They can get away with a lot of things. But in the next world, there's no such thing as a charlatan. A person comes up into the Oyla MS, he looks the part. The optics are perfect, doesn't mean anything. Because over there, Lispara Mihanu the Chafu Gundi. Amalei Yane Malka with the Vism. Yane Malka told his wife, he said, Al Tisyari, don't be afraid. And the background to this is a Gemara Kedushin Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, another classic that's tucked away right here in a Rashi in this Gemara. And that is Yane Amalka, we know he killed all the Prushim, he killed everybody. But he killed Mamash Ultimil Chachamim. And Yane Amalek's wife was very, very afraid when Yane Melech was dying, because she thought that they were going to come and take revenge from her. So Yane Melech tells his wife, you have nothing to be worried about as it relates to the Prushim. Why? Because the Prushim, that's Tzadikim, Rashi says. V'loyik melucha ra, v'loy levanecha, you have nothing to worry about. They're not going to do anything to you. V'smei tayid. He wiped that all to me the chon, but he told his wife, I'm telling you, you have nothing to worry about. What the rabbis, you're safe with them. V'loy mimishne'in a Prushim. And the Rishon, you also don't have to worry about. Why? Rashi, Shein, Oyavoy, these are my guys. They're my chevra. These are my, this is my inner circle. So from them, you also don't have to worry. But you know, you do have to worry about element at Tzfuin. The people you have to worry about are the Tzfuin. Shedoimim leprushin, because these are people that they look like Prushin. Shemaseim kemaisa zimri. If you need one more classic before we start the Mishnah, these are people that, yeah, they walk around looking like Pinchas, then you should worry about. The real Prushim aren't going to touch you. The Rishon Aridim, these are my friends, they're my drinking partners. You don't have to worry about them either. The Chedva you have to worry about are the Tzvuim. Who are the Tzvuim? These are people that are doing the Prushim. But really, of an Emes and Maseim, Maise Zimri,
So just to end with one final light, and that is, so the Gemara said that what's a cotton shalei kol loy chadashav? So hocha targimu and bubble, they said it's a Talmud Chacham that it doesn't give proper cover to his Rebbe. Rab Abba said it's a Talmud Chacham shalei higia lohira and he paskins. The Amar Rab Avo, Amar Ravuna, Amar Rab. May dechsib ki Rab Mechalolam epila batzumim kol harugel. Ki Rab Mechalolam epila zet Talmud Chacham shalei higia lohira umayr. Vaksumim kol harugel, that's a Talmud Chacham shehi higia lohira. That's a Talmud Chacham, Shnehigi Eloira, Ve'ene Moira. So it's not good to paskin Shailas if you're not yet at the point where you should be paskining Shailas, if you're a Loi Kalu Loi Chadashav, quote unquote. And you have to be paskining Shailas if you're a Talmud Chacham that was Higi Eloira. So it goes both ways. One of the themes of the raid in the beginning of the Masechta was we spoke about Rabbi Kiveger's Hakdama Tis Chuvas and the incredible anova of Reb Kiva Eger, signed Eger Seifrim, but even more specifically in the Hakdamah to Shailos Tshuvas, Reb Kiva Eger. So on that note, Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdamah to the first Chalik of Igris Moshe. So Reb Moshe wrote a two-page Hakdamah, and it's like Iksav His Natsulus. Why is it that he's going to start printing all his Tshuvas? So he begins as follows. Hine Sifri Zeh. This sefer, this is the first chelik of Igros Moshe. Shne rubayhu, the majority of it is Masha Hishafti, tshuvas that I wrote, Masha Hayanir Lani as Daiti, Lahoiris Halacha Lamaisa, Le'ilu Sharatsu Leida Daiti. Says, I paskin, Halacha Lamaisa, the people that wanted to know my opinion. Says Reb Moshe, the Avshamin Haroi Hoyo Lechoiro, Limnoyam Lahosha Lamaisa. Really, the appropriate thing would have been not to paskin halacha l'maisa. Why? Shnarei harbe gdoili oylem v'toyru ubiyiris Hashem nimnu milurois. Because there were many, many people that they refrained from paskin in shaylas. Based on maimer rab abba omer rab hun omer rab. Besoyte daf chapez. Rabim chalolem hipila ze talmud chocham shloi higia lohira umayra. Va'af, says Reb Moshe, sh'omar gam. Va'atzum in kol harugeo se talmud chocham shigia lohira ve'enoy mayra. Even though this, the flip side as well. Umitam ze kosev Reb Kiva Eger. Huve bakdom is bon of the sefer atshuva shaloi. That's why Reb Kiva Eger said that he was willing to paskin shailas based on that inyan. Because there's an idea that if someone is a Talmud Chacham shegiel leiron, he's not meira. So at the end of the day, v'atzumim kol harugeh. But at the same time, said Reb Moshe, I was afraid that maybe I'm not even a Talmud Chacham, that's shegiel leiron. So really, my muschur risha wasn't to paskin. But at the end of the day, he said, I paskin based on that cheshbon that Reb Kiva Eger made in the Hakdama. So what was the cheshbon, going a little backwards, that Reb Kiva Eger made in that Hakdama? So if you go through the Hakdama's Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Kiva Eger said that really people used to send me shayles all the time. And I wasn't really willing to paskin. Ki tamin miyira hayra anoichi. Because I was always afraid to answer a shayles. V'day asher utzrachti leheshev l'shoyale. But to say that this is halacha l'maisa, I never did. But says Reb Kiva Eger, the only reason I did it was because I had a tzad that maybe I'm a Talmud Chacham Shegiel Leira. And a Talmud Chacham Shegiel Leira, the Einei Meir, is also a problem. So again, the context is Reb Kiva Eger's anova. And people are sending Reb Kiva Eger shailas. And based on the anova of Kiva Eger, where Reb Kiva Eger understands that the Shemina Sheb Shminas is to have gaiva over behemoth, right? Because that's like the only place where it's shaykh, that it should be chal, a little bit of gaiva, the kedusha. You would ask yourself, how you talking? How's it possible Kiva Eger would ever pass in a shaykh? And then if you look in the Akdama to the truth of Reb Kiva Eger, he didn't want to pass in a shaykh. The problem is, Reb Kiva Eger said, I know a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that a Talmud Chacham Sheigia Leira Ve'inei Meira, it's Atsumim Kol Harugeho. It's very, very serious. And Reb Kiva Eger felt that Al Sofik, maybe Talmud Chacham Shegiel Leirav anymore, he was going to paskin Shailas. But really, if you think about it, it goes both ways. Because on the one hand, yeah, it's a Sofik, you might be a Talmud Chacham Shegiel Leirav, but you also might be a Talmud Chacham or a Talmud Shnelay Yegiel Leirav. So we're supposed to do Misofik. And you can hear maybe Sheval Taisa Adif. But if Azoivait, there was a little Hergish there, Kivega had out the Chashash. Al tachashash that I shouldn't be a Talmud Chacham shegiel loyra ve'enei meira. That's why at the end of the day, Reb Kiva Eger paskin shas. And Reb Moshe is Hakdamah Tigris Moshe has a whole pilpul on this chakira. Misafik, do you look at it this way? Do you look at it that way? Ayin sham. And at the end, Reb Moshe wrote that being that Reb Kiva Eger was machriya, he came out
that outs the chashash that you might be a Talmud Chacham Shegiel Leirav Einei Meira, you should paskin. So says Rav Moshe, I'm doing the same thing. And that's why Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is his Isnatzlus, in his Akdomatik Rav Moshe, so Rav Moshe is writing tshuvas all over the world, and yeah, Rav Moshe is telling you what to do. Read the Akdomatik Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe did it with the greatest level of Anova imagine. Mamashi invoked the Anova of Rav Kiva Eger. And Emma says, we know, but Ish Moshe was on a Moed. Right? Everyone knows all the legendary stories of Rav Moshe, people that had the schos to be in the stoif of Betzila a little bit. We know that the Anova of Rav Moshe was Mamash Zel Umazel with the greatness and Torah of Rav Moshe. And here Rav Moshe is invoking that epic Akdama to Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. And he has the same hergation. And Moshe Mamash writes into this line, Va'al Zeh Samachti Lahoyrois, וגם להושם מה שנראה אני אז דייתי אחרי שביררתי את הלוכה ברויף עמול להרויץ נלידה דייתי ובפרט שכוספתי התיימה וכל מה שנבר שבאופן זה הנני רק כמלמד הלוכה שהשול יין בעצמי ויבדק ויבחר שאיני כלל כפויסק ומורק את איסה בדיבר רב קיווהגר שם. He's ממש invoked רב קיווהגר in the beginning and the end, and that was really the approach that Rav Moshe took. And then תויך דברו, he says something beautiful. He says that you find, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet, that David HaMelech said, "L'David shomra nafshi ki chasin ani." Oma David of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribono shel Olam, lo chasin ani? Am I not a chasid?" Shekom malchim mizruchu ma'ir v'sheinu matzolus shayis. They wake up right late in the day. V'ani chatzois layla akum lahoidus lecha. And not just that, he said, "Lo chasid ani shekom malchim mizruchu ma'ir v'yosh v'magudos agudos b'kvoida." V'ani yodai meluchloches bedam u'beshvir u'beshalyo kidei latayr isha labayla. David HaMelech said, "I'm a king. This is really not the way I'm supposed to be noig. And afal pike, my hands, they're dirty with dam, shvir, shalya. I'm mamash paskining shaylas of dam nidav, dam yoledes. These are the inyonim that I'm busy with. So loy chosidani, I'm not behaving like a king." Says Rav Moshe, what's takapsha? What's takapsha? Why did David HaMelech do this? Were there a shortage of people that were able to mamish paskin the shaylas of all these maris and all this dam that they had to go dafke to Moshe Rabbeinu, to David HaMelech? Mech a case now. Why did David HaMelech have to do this? It sounds like he felt like it was a shtickle b'dievet. Says Rav Moshe, Shalachayra kasha tuva, im ein zek kovel HaMelech, havalei l'shalech es ha-noshem ha-shoyleis l'chachomim ha-cherim, shahayu harbe b'Yerushalayim, shalachayin tzorech loim. Says Rav Moshe, you have to say, da'osu l'chachom, l'shalech es ha-shoyl mimenu l'chachom ha-cher. It's Osir. The Kivan Shabbos Etzloi, he mitzvah Shaloi. And who Rashoi Lahiris? And says Rav Moshe, a chiddish lahalacha, kitarke bakoidish. A tremendous chiddish in the Akhtama to all the Chuvas in Igus Moshe. That vice loisa halacha, that if you know how to paskin a shiloh, someone comes to you and asks you the shiloh, so then you're mechuyev to paskin the shiloh. And that's why David HaMelech paskin the shiloh, even though maybe he's a melech shakvoide, shamach lakvoide. But akoponim, that he felt that this was something he had to do because the shiloh was brought to him. So says Rav Moshe, number one, Rav Kiveger said, I'm yirei hayra, but at the same time, I'm also afraid of one line in a Gemara in Soita Davchabezam and Aleph, with the Gemara says that v'atzumim kol arugel, that there's an inyan of a Talmud Chacham that's a gila rov, any more, it's not so poshut. But he says, besides, people ask me shaylos, v'zol chtan, they ask me. And I learned from David HaMelech that if David HaMelech was a melech, and he acknowledged already that it was ein alefi chvoid of him to do this, but he did it. Vaislois, if someone asks you a shaylos, this is your mitzvah, and if it's your mitzvah, this is something you have to run with, you have no choice. And says, Rav Moshe, it's for that reason I'm going to do the same exact thing, and that's why I'm going to pass in these shaylos. Just to put it all together, Rav Chassam Sofer, in his hesped that he gave on Rav Kiva Eger, Toich Dvarev, in his hesped, he quoted this Gemara in Brachas as well. This Gemara in Brachas, Daf Dalel Amud Alef, with David HaMelech. And he asked the same shayla that Rav Moshe asked in the Akdama Tigris Moshe. He says, it sounds like David HaMelech felt that it was Einel Chvich Foydoi, and if it was Einel Chvich Foydoi, so why would he do it? And the Chassam Sofer said, a Dovin Neura. He said, because we know the Gemara says about David HaMelech, Vashem Imoy. And what is so he said that the emes is that any time a Rav paskins a shayla, he doesn't know if he's saying the right halacha, not the right halacha. That's Rav Moshe's pupil here in the Akdama Tigris Moshe. That's where Rav Kiveg said he's miyirei hayra. He's afraid to paskin shaylas because you don't really know with certainty whether you're saying the right thing. But he says, David HaMelech, when he passed in the Shaila, he knew with certainty he was saying the right thing. Because Vashem imoy halacha k'moysa b'chal makon. And that's why David HaMelech had a chiyuv to paskin the Shailas. David HaMelech had a paskin. Because David HaMelech knew that if he sends him to another Rav, me'echa teisna, the other Rav is going to get it right. But David HaMelech said for himself, he knows that he's right because halacha k'moysa b'chal makon. And that's why David HaMelech felt that he had a paskin the Shailas. So the Chassam Sofer Taich, he was saying this about his Shver of Kiveger. But the Chassam Sofer Taich, that David HaMelech said, David Shomra Nafshi Kichasadoni. And where's the chassidus manifest? It's from the fact that the Ani Yodai Meluchlochis Bedam Beshviv Shai Kitei Latari Yishal Dabayla. What's the smichus? Where do you see the chassidus? Okay, Pashit, it's a chassidus. He's not behaving like a regular. But said, Chassam Sofer, because why did David HaMelech pask in the Shailas, even though it was Ein Delefi Chvoidoi? The Teretz is Vashem Imoy. Halacha Kamoisa B'chol Mokim. So David HaMelech made a cheshben. Why was I Zoicha that the halacha is like me B'chol Mokim? Why? Because of my greatness in learning? Chazal say it's a Gemara Ma'ikant Daf Tezayin, that just like when David HaMelech was a Katan, he used to learn from everybody, we just had it recently. So too when he was a Gadol, he used to learn from everybody else. David HaMelech is always learning from people. David HaMelech is the quintessential Izel Chochem Aloymi Mikol Adam. David HaMelech's Anivus in Torah is legendary. David HaKotan. So David HaMelech is always making himself Katan when it comes to Torah. So David HaMelech is bothered. He says, I understand. Achkenish Lenin. How is it Shaykh that I'm Aloch HaKamayitzim B'chol Mokim? So David HaMelech said, Pshat must be, because we know there was a Machlokes between Bisham and Basil. And the Baskel came out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim, v'alocha k'bei tzol. Freit, you are v'chim yachad, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. Why was the halacha instituted like Basil? The Teretz is because they were more nitztayim in the Inyan of Midas. And it was because of the way they behaved. So it said David HaMelech, from the fact that the halacha is like me, must be that I'm humble. It must be ich bin doch abal Midas. It's not because of my greatness in learning. So Zok David HaMelech, L'David Shomra Nafshi Kichasidani. This is all the Chassam Sofer talking. And it's Hesper Abkivega. Must be I'm a chassid. And now I know I'm a chassid because Yodai Melechloch is B'dam B'shvir V'shal Yikitei L'tayu Yishal L'mayla. Why am I doing it? Let another Rav. The Teretz is because the Halacha is like me. Why is the Halacha like me? It's not because of learning. Oh, must be because I'm a chassid. So must be because I'm a chassid. L'David Shomra Nafshi Kichasidani. That was his Tegel Torah. But I'll go upon him. This is this Gemara. Rav Moshe took out a Halacha L'maisa from this. Again, the Chassam Sofer is Pshat in this Gemara. It's not a Halacha L'maisa because who is Zoicha, who knows that Loch is like in B'chol Mokim? David HaMelech knew V'Hashem Imoy. Oh, but it's not something that's, but Moshe, the way he understood it was, there was Pasha the Halacha. At the end of the day, people wanted to hear from David HaMelech. And if people wanted to hear, this is David HaMelech's mitzvah, and he had no right to be Mevat. He couldn't say, I'm the king, I'm busy, I have Grace Zachin to do, I'm dealing with foreign affairs. No, he had a chiyuv, he had an achrayus to sit down, and he had to deal with this. And said, Moshe, people are sending me shaylas, some mukhrich to paskin mishas. And then Moshe gave another reason of why he paskin. So Rav Moshe, I'm doing it because of Rav Kivega's cheshman in the Hakdama. I don't want to be someone that's a tamachach shagilei rav in a meyer. And befrak this shtigel toy with this gemara and brachas daf dalad amad aleph. And then he said, besides for all that, he said, I'm doing this for another reason, and that is v'gam sheyesh bazeh nachas ruach la'avi meyer yagoyin zatzah. Because I know that by me passing in Shailas, I'm going to give a tremendous nachas ruach to my father. Because my father told me when I came to America, Shem Nekava, he said he hopes, Ukemachu Batuach. Moshe got avtocha from his father, Shem Yirbu Ashoyle Mimeni Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha, Baal Peu Bixav. That people would come to me, Baal Peu, they would knock on my door and they would ask me Shailas, Ubixav, and they would send me letters. And it's Ubez Hashem Yisbarach, Oshiv Kalacha. And then he gave me also Mekava, maybe a haftacha, that he would be zoicha to paskin la'alacha and pasha to give a nachas ruach to my father, because I knew he wanted me to come to America, and this is the reason that he wanted me to come. So that's why I'm going ahead and I'm paskin in the shaylas. And if you don't get a hergish from this, this is Rav Moshe, the gadol adar, who at the end of the day is paskin in shaylas. Every tshuva, every igros Moshe was a shtickle b'chino of kibbutz ave'en to give lachas nachas ruach la'avi moiri, since he told me, my father promised me, you're going to come to America, you're going to see, they're going to ask you shaylas, the kachava, the hakdama, the igros Moshe.